This is the Texas Standard.
The body of a three-year-old girl in a Dallas suburb found in a culvert over the weekend has been identified. Sharon Matthews had been missing since October 7th. The girl's father, now in police custody, originally said she'd gone missing after he left her in an alley outside his home early one morning as punishment for not drinking her milk. Then the father changed his statement, saying the girl choked on her milk, and while he physically assisted her, she died. He says he then removed her body from the family's home. The father's been arrested. Right now, he's charged with injury to a child, but the investigation continues. The story certainly sent shockwaves through Richardson, and though others in Texas are now hearing about it, it's front page news in India, the country from which the girl was adopted. Aisha Pereira is the Delhi editor of BBC India. Aisha, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all.
I was looking at the Indian press accounts that at least have been published online. What has been the reaction of people there, as you see it, to Sharon Matthews' death?
I think mostly there has been a lot of shock and outrage about what has happened. I think the case itself is so unusual that people have been following it with great interest. So we've seen newspapers and television and all sorts of digital media websites cover the case very, very closely. And we've even seen the Indian government getting involved with the Ministry of External Affairs, saying that they were asking for status updates on the case.
What is it that the Indian government is most concerned about? I mean, here, as you're probably aware, a lot of the media accounts have been treating this as a tragic domestic incident. This is there have been lots of incidents in the foster care system here in Texas in recent years, and I think a lot of people have dismissed this story as just another one of those tragedies.
Well, I think here there have been several issues raised. One is whether the correct adoption norms were followed when this little girl, who was called Saraswati when she was in India, was actually given over to her parents, who took her away when she was 2.5 years old. So a magistrate in India has actually asked for a 3-member panel to probe the circumstances of her adoption. And there have actually been threats that they will sue the NGO who were concerned in the adoption. And secondly, the Minister of External Affairs, as I mentioned earlier, has also tweeted that they are extremely concerned about the case and that they want status updates. And in some sections of the media, there really have been some element of soul searching, because there is this whole thing of, you know, what kind of norms were followed, A, when this girl was adopted, and secondly, what kind of follow-up was there. There are several interesting pieces, and one that has actually gone to the extent of contacting an organization called the Central Adoption Resource Authority that was set up in 2003, mm-hmm. Which is a statutory body that functions as a nodal body for adoption of Indian children. So that body is actually mandated to monitor and regulate in-country and inter-country adoptions. But speaking to officials there, they have basically gone on record as saying that this is very difficult to do. And in a lot of the cases, this actually doesn't really happen. There is no real follow-up with the organizations that facilitate adoptions, mm-hmm. especially for inter-country adoption. And they say it's really hard for them to keep track of what happens to children after they're taken out of the country. But this has raised the fact that this can't be the norm, that this has to change.
Is there a concern that officials in Texas perhaps aren't doing enough to protect adopted children? Is that the feeling, or does this speak to a larger anxiety about international adoptions from India?
I think it's a larger concern about international adoptions in India. I think, in fact, a lot of people have been saying that it's actually very impressive the way the Texas police have been following up this case and have not, you know, believed the father's story from the outset. And they went ahead and searched for the child. And, you know, even now they are kind of looking for gaps in the story. There has actually been quite a popular sentiment that has been expressed on social media, which says that, well, it's very difficult to say if Indian police would have done this much in a case like this. So I think there's generally a feeling that the investigation there is, you know, people are doing over and above what they should be doing at this point. And I think there is a sense that this little girl will get justice. But definitely there has been a larger concern about, you know, how easy it is to adopt children from India and what checks and balances, if any, are there.
Aisha Pereira is the Delhi editor of BBC India. This has been terrific to get this sort of insight from the other side of the world. Aisha, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to speak with us on The Standard.
No problem.